Welcome back. You are listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by one of my oldest and dearest friends, Toffer Horman.
Hi.
Hi, Toffer.
How you doing?
Good. Toffer is the creative director, and I'm going to call you the general manager for Eve this year. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're talking about Eve today. This is the eighth installment of this community festival launched by the Downtown Alliance. It went from a one-day event to a three-day event 8 years ago. And Toffer, we have some exciting news this year.
We have a lot of exciting news this year.
Do you want to share with everyone some of that exciting? Well, we'll share the whole thing by the end of the program. But
okay.
To start out, how many days is Eve going to go this year?
Eve is double the length that it has been in the past. I think this is a very, very exciting thing because, as you know, your Eve ticket gets you into all these incredible venues all across Salt Lake. Everything that you want to go see during the year, this is the 1 week to go do that. So for 6 days, you can take your Eve pass to...
Let's go through. I'm going to read them. Assembly Hall, the Tabernacle, the Joseph Smith Memorial Building, Discovery Gateway, Clark Planetarium, The Gateway, and at The Gateway, it is the Wise Guys Comedy Club, which is knocking it out of the park. Really a great bright spot at The Gateway right now. Off-Broadway Theater, The Leonardo, Salt Lake City Public Library, Umoca, and Gallivan Center. So all across downtown from December 26th, Boxing Day, through New Year's Eve, 6 days of really exciting stuff going on at 12 different venues through downtown Salt Lake City.
I mean, come on. That is wild. That's a lot to
That's
do.
A lot. And the reason, because you and I both have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's my son's birthday. Freddie turns seven today.
Oh, he does? Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Freddie.
Yay.
That week between Christmas and New Year's can stretch out. If the whole family's home, you're sort of snowbound because the temperatures outside can be a little frosty. You can go bowling. You can go skiing. You can go see a movie. Or we've created this great thing for Utah families and for singles and millennials. We actually, about half our audience are people who just want to come down and have a fun party at Eve. Toffer, this year, what are prices for Eve? And we have two different prices for people, a price that's the all 6 days or a price that's just 1 day.
Right. The week pass for adults this year is $25. $25, and you can do all that, all those activities. That's an incredible bargain. The one-day pass for adults is $20 this year. I know that we've had a lot of requests for that in the past. We started doing that last year to great effect. There are a lot of people who just want to come down for the new year.
Yeah. They didn't like my answer because I would say, well, the one-day pass is the same price as the three-day pass, but you just get two extra days for free. They didn't think that was good.
So I like that.
I thought it seemed fair to me.
It's very fair.
That's very fair. But anyway, so now there's an all-access pass for 6 days, or there's a one-day pass. $25 for the all-access pass for 6 days, $20 for 1 day for adults. Kids are $15
correct
for a week, and $10 if you just want to come 1 day. If you just want to come on New Year's Eve, blow it out that day. Totally cool. $20 for adults, $10 for kids. We have a special, a new relationship. This is something people always ask us about also. I don't know why. People in Utah love saving money.
Yes.
Probably everywhere people love saving money, but it seems particularly true in this state. So every year people say, is there a discount? Can I get a discount for me and my family? And what can we do for a discount? So this year we partnered with America First.
America First Credit Union.
And who's great, who I bank with, I'm happy to say, a little extra endorsement. And at if you go into an America First Credit Union, you get a discount ticket. It's the week-long pass for $5 off, $20 for the week-long pass, $10 for kids for the week-long pass. But you have to go into an America First Credit Union in Salt Lake to be able to make that happen. All these details are on the website also, which we should say what the website is.
EveSLC.com.
E-L-V. No.
What?
EveSLC.com. I was always worried when we were first coming up with this website 8 years ago, I thought it looked like elves because I think Lord of the Rings was really popular right then, and I thought that it looked like elves.com. But it's EveSLC.com, and all the information along with the schedule of events is on the website.
Now I'm picturing elves.
Yeah. We could have Eve elves someday. We had a Father Time there last year and Baby New Year.
Yeah.
And a really good-looking guy in great shape who was in a diaper as Baby New Year. That stuff got a little weird. Todd, for your great love at Eve, I hope I'm not being presumptuous in saying this, but my understanding is that your great love at Eve really revolves around the Salt Palace as the beating heart of the Eve experience.
Yes.
What do you have planned for the good people of Utah at the Salt Palace this year?
It's going to be crazy at the Salt Palace this year. We are bringing back all the favorites. I talked to a lot of people during their experience, and we brought back a lot of favorites and built some really incredibly fun new things as well. So at the Salt Palace Unconventional Center, we have the first thing people want to talk about often is the Comcast Countdown Plaza and America's largest mirror ball.
It's not a disco ball.
It's not a disco ball.
It looks surprisingly like a disco ball, but it's actually a mirror ball.
It does. And it's got this great aspect to it. Like when, you know, it's 20 feet in diameter, 60 feet in circumference.
Go back to your geometry.
I struggled there for a second. And thousands of mirrors on it. And it's perfect. It fits the mythology, it fits the folklore of New Year's, where it's a very self-reflective time, and it's filled with ritual, and it's filled with opportunity to look at yourself and look at the people around you and see yourself in others and vice versa. And so the mirror ball just really, it encompasses that in a great way, I think. And to be flying that over Salt Lake City and dropping it at midnight, I think is a really fun experience. But also on Friday the 30th, you're able to, there's a hatch. It's kind of cool. There's a hatch into this giant mirror ball where you can climb up in, and the acoustics are weird in there, and it's fun.
So you could have been inside this ball that will be suspended 120 feet above the city circling, but the day before you can go and actually get inside it.
Yes, you can.
And we have a lot of selfies that
people
take.
Tons of selfies. Yeah. Come get, that's absolutely the spot for your selfies. It's a lot of fun.
Inside the mirror ball.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on? You got a lot of stuff going on at the Salt Palace. That's a big thing. I should mention too, Salt Palace is the 30th and 31st. So Salt Palace is not all 6 days. It's the weekend of Eve, the 30th and the 31st.
That's correct. Come experience downtown for 6 days straight. And for Friday night the 30th and Saturday night the 31st, those are the two nights that Eve is open at the Salt Palace. Correct.
Okay. So what else? That's not just about the mirror ball and the outdoor plaza. You've got some other exciting things.
Oh, that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning.
Tip of the iceberg. The Google Fiber World Stage. This has been there for a few years, where it's all the best cultural acts that represent our diverse communities and the spirit of unity that Eve really embodies. We've got all sorts of performances going on for both nights. We've got the Taiko drummers. We've got Samba Fogo. We've got, it's just a lot of really incredible performers on the Google Fiber World Stage. We also have another returning event in Bounce Town, where it's all the giant inflatables in northern Utah, all the big slides, all the big bouncy houses. And it's not just for kids.
Right.
It's for adults and kids. And it's so fun, like seeing everybody, like groups of adults, like going down slides hand in hand. In fact, one of my very favorite Eve memories over the years is there was a family at the bottom of one of the tall slides. There was a family yelling up at their dad in English. There was a family yelling up at their dad in Spanish, both yelling, "Go, go, go." The kids, the wives, they had gone, but the dads were left stranded up there. And the one dad looked at the other and grabbed his hand and they went down.
That's awesome.
I loved that. That's all about, in my heart, like that's what Eve is all about.
Yeah.
Bounce Town. That's
somebody,
a fun thing.
We had a press conference yesterday to talk about the expansion of Eve and to talk about some of the things. And one of the reporters asked, "Do you make money at Eve?" And I was kind of happy to say no. Like, trust me, you look at our books, we do not make money at this event. We do this event for the good of the community. It's a great way to bring people together to have these amazing experiences. We try to keep the price as low as we can because we're not trying to make money. We're just trying to create a cool experience and a cool way to share the urban center with the larger state of Utah.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. For a city our size to have something that attracts every age group, every community, and everybody has a smile on their face. I get to work on a lot of events around the country, and this is a real rare. This is a rare thing.
Yeah.
Eve's really fun.
When we were 8 years ago, I'm a little reflective this year because we're expanding it, and I remember that 8 years ago we really had this dream of someday expanding it to a full 6-day event. I remember our conversations about why were we changing it from just one day at First Night, which had gone on for 16 years and was successful. Mm-hmm. Why were we changing it? And one of the things that was really important to me at that time was I want to create an event that everyone is welcome. So we have some events in our community, like I'll pick one, Days of 47, that appeals to a very specific demographic. It doesn't mean other people aren't welcome, but not everybody feels a sense of ownership with the Days of 47. Pride is the same thing. Everyone is welcome to attend Pride. Some people don't feel comfortable going to Pride. I get that. But sure. I want Eve to be someplace where everybody, regardless of their political affiliation, regardless of what church they go to or don't go to at all, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of how much money they have, regardless of where they live, none of those things matter. Eve is an event that everybody should be able to go to, and that's one of the reasons that we try to make it so accessible for people to be able to come to it.
Absolutely. I see it the same way, where here we have the LDS Church is a great sponsor, and like people love the activities over on Temple Square that they schedule specifically during the Eve time period, where at the same time we've got DJ stages playing dubstep.
Yeah.
You know, like that's really cool.
Yeah. It's unusual.
It's
good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I keep interrupting you because I'm so excited.
Go nuts.
Let's take a quick break. We're just going to pause for a second for some quick messages. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about what's going on at the Salt Palace Unconventional Center for Eve, the magical 6-day experience, doubling the length this year to 6 days, December 26th through the 31st in beautiful downtown Salt Lake City. Joining me today, my friend and co-conspirator on Eve, Topher Horman. We will be back after these messages. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm Jason Mathis with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my dear friend Topher Horman. Topher is the creative director and, I don't know, you're the steward of Eve, the wizard of Eve.
Yes.
I think we said that a few years ago. We were going to start calling you the wizard
years,
of Eve.
For years, I was called the wizard of Eve, where it's don't look at the man behind the hula hoop.
Yeah. talking today about this great 6-day event. It's expanding this year from 3 days to 6 days at the Salt Palace the last 2 days. And Topher has been putting a lot of work into what is going to happen at the Salt Palace for the last 2 days of Eve, the 30th and 31st. Topher, we're talking about some of the different rooms that are going to be going on at the Salt Palace. And continue. Let's keep talking.
Absolutely. One of the highlights of Eve, one of the things people love the most is the Planet Fitness Ballroom, where you are in there with thousands of beach balls, just dancing and throwing and kicking. And it's really fun. I like to call it delightful chaos.
Yeah.
And it's like jumping around and dancing in champagne bubbles.
And it's cool lights. It's cool
great
music.
Great lights. It's club atmosphere.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of lights in there.
It's
and
like
music
a rave for people who aren't high.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
And people really love it. Like you can just sit and watch them like come in and they go, whoa, okay. And then they get like hit in the back with a beach ball and they like turn around and the person's smiling at them and they like smile. I see that all the time in there. And as it gets more crowded, they're just everywhere. And some of these, you know, some of these are like 24 inches. Some of these are 6 inches. Some of these are 6 feet.
Yeah.
Like we've got some of the big boys in there. So the Planet Fitness Ballroom is always a highlight. There's also a kids ballroom, a little smaller section.
We learned a few years ago, we need a separate place for the three-year-olds to be separated from the 18 and 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because the three-year-olds are vicious. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So that's another one. The Crash Box. The Crash Box is always fun.
So named by your children.
Yes. Actually, by Freddie, who's turning 7 today. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they named it the Crash Box, where we have SLAP, Salt Lake Alternative Percussion, where it's kind of like Stomp, but you're in it. And you're there with people who know exactly what they're doing. And so we've got all sorts of – it's a whole set of drums made out of rubber and new garbage can lids, not used.
Yeah,
and
use the same ones.
All sorts
year.
Of stuff where you just get to go, and it's this great, like, rhythmic, tribal celebration of annual renewal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of crashing away and pounding away, but then every once in a while it starts to come together. And those are really cool moments. And you can look and see it on the faces of people when they realize that that's happening, where suddenly they're like, wait a second, second, we're all doing this together.
Yeah.
It's really cool. The Crash Box is great. There's a really interesting set of things going on. It's the Newmont University Game Room. We started this last year and divided a couple halls in the Salt Palace into two separate experiences. Like every hall, every event in EVE is based on a different sense of play. Mm-hmm. Like the ballroom is really kind of pulling you into this crowd. You're experiencing it. I just mentioned kind of the rhythmic nature of the Crash Box. The world stage is about unity. The mirror ball has very specific intonations there, and Bounce Town is just mostly about silliness.
Yeah.
You know, the game room is very different. People reacted to it very differently, where we said, this is not your parents' basement, but you do need to play by the rules of your parents' basement. And we put a lot of oversized games in there, and people took turns.
Yeah.
And they really responded very well with, like, just playing nicely, you know?
Yeah,
and
with strangers sometimes.
Almost all the time.
Yeah.
And so we have a number of oversized games, giant checkers, large oversized Jenga. We have water pong, where you're throwing into, like, red solo cups, like, across the room.
Right.
Cornhole in there. Well, this year we've added some really fun components. We have crowd-based karaoke in there, where there are going to be a number of mics set up, and you can go. It's not necessarily like you put your name in and you go sing your own song. It's going to be a string of kind of a number of really popular songs, where you can go up and you bring your crowd and you guys join in on this mic. Well, you're going to have a lot of people joining in, you know, on a number of songs. So it's really bringing out, it's a little bit about, like, losing your inhibition,
uh-huh,
you know, and your fear of, like, singing in public, because I'm really hoping at times that we've got, you know, 15, 20 people up there singing simultaneously, and they don't even know each other. Like,
cool.
But that's their song. That gets them shaken,
that's,
you know?
Very cool.
There are also, there's, you know, that room kind of, I like to describe it as a happy place. There are a lot of people that just come in and relax on couches.
Yeah.
Like, we set it up as very much as, like, a living room environment in there. There's a glow half. There's an entirely different room in the Newmont University game room that's all glow in the dark, where we have something new this year, human-sized disco bowling, where we've got some of the big 10-plus-foot inflatable balls that you can climb into and get rolled down by your friends or strangers,
right,
and knock over the bowling pins. We've got some of the 6-foot balls as well. We've got 3 lanes of bowling going on, human-sized disco bowling. That takes place in front of the Wall of Evolution, which has been sponsored by the Stewart Foundation.
Stewart Family Foundation.
Stewart
Thank
Family
you, Diane.
Foundation.
Diane and Sam Stewart.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you,
and I think this is, in fact, I really love that Diane Stewart, like, sponsors this, because I think this is, this has an element of fine art to it,
mm-hmm,
that is community and crowd-based, because it's a giant, these are 8 by 8 foot panels. So this thing is almost 90 feet long, and it says Evolve, and it all glows in the dark. Evolve. It glows in the dark, and you get to spend some time in there with a glow-in-the-dark Sharpie, essentially, and write out your New Year's resolution. Write out what – you see a lot of really kind of powerful things. You know, you see people kind of opening their heart. You see a lot of, you know, the kind of – thoughtless
silly stuff,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
But you see a lot of messages in there that are like, I'm going to beat cancer.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really touching stuff when you go in and look at the layers and layers on this graffiti wall. But essentially, the more you think about your new year and you evolve, and the more ink you put down, the more this wall glows. And so the more you evolve, the more the wall evolves.
Cool.
And I think that has, like, a really cool fine art element.
It's crowd-based, but it's very contemporary in terms of what people are going through, what they're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a time for reflection generally, but I think there are a lot of people in our community who this year, as the political season has changed and people are thinking about, what does the next year have? How can I be a better person? What can I do to change things and impact things? I think it's a really interesting time time for reflection. I think a lot of people will be focused on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree.
We've got just a minute left. Toffer, I want to remind people where they can go for tickets or to look at the schedule, figure out, plot their whole week of activity. So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I would recommend going first to the website, which is eveslc.com, not elves.
No,
eveslc.com. Check out the full schedule. Check out the whole lineup of venues. My family, I've got friends from New York that come in every year. I've got family from out of state that comes in every year. And my wife does a really good job of kind of like mapping out what those 6 days are like.
Well, and you have a lot more opportunity. So one of the reasons we expanded was because like the planetarium was getting so crowded. Mm-hmm. And the planetarium was so great. And they said, look, if we can get more people in, we're happy to do it. We just have a limited capacity. So by expanding to 6 days, people actually have an opportunity to do a lot more things in the downtown area with the EVE Pass.
Yes, they do. They do. And then from there, I would absolutely recommend going into an America First Credit Union and going and getting that pass. Save yourself $5 per person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you have a big family, that really is a huge savings. That can make that could save 40, 50 bucks by doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Toffer, in closing, what are you the most excited about? It's going to be here in just a few weeks. What are you personally the most excited about? And don't say having it done with, because I
already No.
I know you love EVE.
I do. I really do.
You really do love EVE.
Yeah.
So
I'm EVE's biggest fan.
Oh, you really are. What are you the most excited about?
I could mention so many of those activities again. They're all very, very fun. To me, it's about those small moments in very, very large crowds. Like kind of the self-reflection on the wall of evolution and just seeing where somebody poured their heart out or seeing somebody open up and sing, I think is going to be really fun. Seeing somebody in the ballroom. There are so many little small moments, and I love just kind of quietly wandering around just going, look what we did. We brought all these people, all these disparate people downtown, and look at them enjoying themselves. So I know it sounds trite, but it truly is the smiles on the faces of people. That is really what I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, very cool. Toffer Horman, the creative genius, the Wizard of EVE, thanks for being here. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
I'll be right there holding your hand the whole time. I'll probably be the one crying. You'll be consoling
me. I'm holding your hand.
You'll be holding my hand. Plan to attend EVE this year. We're really looking forward to it. Doubling the days, a six-day event, starts December 26th, runs through the 31st, rather. A little experiment for us to do it for 6 days. We hope it's successful. Come down, support it, be part of your downtown experience. Everything you want to know is available at eveslc.com. I'm Jason Mathis with the Downtown Alliance, and we will see you at EVE.